Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You know, it's sometimes cynical and negative world. 98.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Ooh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
BXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
BXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ringy ding ding. It's the Vibe Check on BXY mornings. What's up, guys? It's Moose. It's Breezy, and we're just
shaking
on those good vibes. 585-252-9800. Our friends are knocking at the door this morning. All 716 people. Let's get to a couple, Breeze. Where are they at?
I know. Hi, everybody. Who's here?
Bethany.
What's up, Bethany?
Hi, Bethany. She said, I went to the show last night, A Funny Girl. It was great.
Did you go?
I did.
You're really selling it. How was it? Enough said.
I left at intermission.
Why?
Just because, like, I don't know. I was tired.
What? You've really never left a show. Oh, yes, you have.
Yeah, I have.
I think it was called...
The Wiz.
No.
What?
The Wiz, but what's the show during Christmas time? The Elf? Elf.
Oh, that wasn't a Broadway. That was just them playing a movie on screen.
Right, but did you go? Did you go and leave?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was there for like 10 minutes. I was like, wait, this is not what I wanted. Yeah, no, it was good. I mean, I really liked it. I'm just a tired girl.
Sure.
I'm just a tired gal.
You're a tired gal.
Mm-hmm.
Huge tired energy.
So sleepy. But who else is here? We have Lindsay weighing in. She says, good morning. I'm feeling great today because I'm going for my ultrasound to check up on my baby boy.
Congratulations. I think she told us about that, too.
I think so.
She's being pregnant.
Mm-hmm. And then Katie's here. She says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. I'm feeling good today. And I'm in my good vibes because tonight I'm going on a first date.
Oh.
And we have been
up.
We've been chatting.
Up. No glove, no love. First dates are always very exciting. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Anything could happen.
Anything could happen.
Well,
what about you, Vibes?
Will you check in with us tomorrow, Lindsay, and let us know where you went, what you did, how it went, all that stuff?
For sure.
Vibes are great. I went to my brother and sister-in-law's last night. My mom made me drop off food to them because my brother's going on a little trip today. He's got to go for work. So I got to hang with my niece and nephew. Ugh, I just love them so much. They're so freaking cute. Then I went to my parents, had dinner with them, hung out for a bit. You know, casual dinner, pasta, homemade bread, wine, espresso, cannolis.
Love it.
Salad, fish.
Absolutely love it.
All the things. And then I came home last night and chilled for a bit, but I feel pretty good, though. I mean, the weather yesterday sucked, but what can you do?
I wasn't into it.
You weren't motivated? I called Breezy yesterday. I said, are you in bed right now? She goes, absolutely.
Absolutely. Where else would I be? so me.
How are your vibes?
They're good. I have, like, a really busy week next week, so I'm just trying to, like, chill.
What's that got to do with right now?
I don't want to do anything this week, so I'm trying to just not. Trying to relax this week. So my vibes are very chill.
Soaking it all in.
Mm-hmm. This person said, I had a great time watching the Rochester City School District music teachers perform Iron Smoke for the fundraiser last night. What fundraiser?
The fundraiser last night.
You know, the fundraiser.
Where did I see this? Oh, yeah. There was yesterday, 7 local media students awarded for outstanding performance at Tom Hope Scholarship Awards. I didn't know they did this, but this was the scholarship awards that took place at Baker Square Park in Rondequoit, and it celebrated the future of media. And this year's event honored media students from 7 local colleges and universities for their outstanding performances. I just want to give a round of applause to all of them. I'm not sure who you are, but wonderful job. I wonder if any of those media jobs had to do with anything in radio?
Who's to say?
Next Moose and Breezy working their way up the ladder?
Who's really to say?
Probably. We'll be replaced by next year.
No, literally.
Coming up for the big story of the day, New York Republicans in the Rochester Police Locust Club have criticized Democrats over a new bill that says 100% prioritizes prisoners over public safety. We'll tell you what it is coming up next on PXY Mornings. Stay there. Kendrick Lamar on PXY Mornings. It's Moose. It's Breezy. Thank you guys for tuning in this morning. Appreciate that. New York Republicans in the Rochester Police Locust Club have criticized Democrats over a new bill that they say prioritizes prisoners over the safety of the public. And one bill sponsored by Rochester's Democrat Jeremy Cooney is called the Earned Time Act. And basically what this is, it allows inmates to reduce their prison sentence up to 75% through good time and merit time allowance, regardless of the severity of their crime.
Like murderers?
Anything.
No.
Anything.
Don't love that.
Another bill co-sponsored by Cooney would change the parole process to presume an inmate should be released unless the Board of Parole can prove. The board would have to prove the inmate is an unreasonable risk to public safety. But some state Republicans have labeled this bill an absolute threat to public safety. The Rochester Police Locust Club called the bills outrageous. They called him appalling, saying Senator Cooney should be ashamed of himself for putting criminals ahead of his constituents. And Senator Cooney said the Earned Time Act is about updating New York sentencing laws to align with other parts of the nation. So incarceration without rehabilitation is just a missed opportunity to set these individuals up for success and promote safety both inside and outside of the prison walls, says Cooney.
Just say you're understaffed without saying you're understaffed.
Yeah, well, I mean, we see how well New York State bail reform is working.
Right.
Do you feel you've been rehabilitated? I feel pretty good. All right, you're free.
See ya. Goes and robs a Kia.
It's just outrageous.
Goes and steals a Kia.
It's outrageous. Regardless of the crime they've committed, he's trying to reduce their sentencing by up to 75%. That is wild.
That's insane.
And many people are not happy. But, you know, I mean, you get what you vote for. What are you going to do?
Right.
Coming up on the show, the question we're asking, hard-hitting questions on the show as always. Would you surgically add 3 to 6 inches to your body if you had the option to do so?
Where?
We'll talk about that coming up. But some people will go to extreme lengths and pay a stupid amount of money for a surgical procedure like this one. But is it worth the money? We'll tell you what it is coming up right after the break on PXY.
98 PXY is free and always will be.
You saw them perform at half.
Would you surgically add 3 to 6 inches to your body if you had the option to do so?
Depends on where we're talking.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. We're constantly asking the hard-hitting questions on this show. You guys know that. So just for clarity here, we are specifically talking about height. Where are all my short kings at this morning? Who's listening? I was reading an article about a surgical procedure invented in the 50s by a Russian doctor to help people with... I mean, they did it for bone deformities, where a femur can be broken and then extended slightly. I mean, it's excruciating.
Oh, my God.
Nobody would ever do it unless it was absolutely necessary.
It's like all the guys going to Turkey to get their hair plugs.
Right. Or would
the
they?
Hair transplant. So tough.
Some people are doing it, though. That's the
They're
thing.
All doing it.
Remember my buddy Chris, who comes on the show with us from time to time?
The voodoo doll guy?
Chris would have this surgery if it was fully covered by insurance. Because he's like 5'6", 5'7", something like that, and purchased shoe lifts one time before going on a date.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is a true story. He didn't think the date was going to continue, So after dinner, she invited him back to her place and made him take his shoes off because she had white carpets. And he shrunk 3 inches.
Oh, that's so tough.
I'm like, what happened? She's like, it was horrible.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I would imagine it would be. But for a lot of people, this is a crazy surgery.
Would you do this?
Would I do this?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Turns out a large men are actually doing it to grow, though, 3 to 6 inches.
Because if you did, you probably would be 6 foot.
I don't need to be. It's not a big deal for me. For some other people, they're bothered by it. So, first of all, you need to have both your femurs cracked in half and then a couple of rods inserted in your legs. Good news is that it's not that expensive either. $150,000 will get you an extra 6 inches. I was like, okay.
What?
Guys are doing it.
So, like, how? I'm so confused.
That's a question for
you. Are
your
kneecaps very long?
Yeah,
I think elongated kneecap.
You got to break the femurs, put the rods in, and the rods extend over time. Like an inch a year or something like
You're
that.
Just it constantly
sounds
growing.
It sounds absolutely painful. It sounds horrible. Let me get to the phones. Hi, PXY. What's your name?
Hey, this is Wade. And
hi, Wade. Go ahead.
Hey, so I've been, listening to the show, and I don't know. I guess it just irked me a little bit, okay? Because I guess I just have a problem with society, okay? And especially with women now, trying to make us small guys feel small. Okay, and so, yeah, I heard your question, would you get surgery to become taller or, would you add 3? No. Okay, listen, I'm 5'5", and I am proud of that 5'5".
I love that moment for you, King.
Okay, and listen, I can't help it. That's the way God made me, okay?
Sure.
And I'm okay with that. I've lived a great life being only 5'5".
Okay.
Okay, and so I don't need people to go out of their way and act like, they feel bad for me or anything, like to impress anybody with my height, okay? Mm-hmm. There's so much more than that.
Right.
Okay, it's just my whole life, I've had to deal with people just coming up to me and be like, oh, how is it down there, blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
I'm 5'5", okay?
Right.
It's not that bad. Besides, height isn't everything. What about...
No.
What about looks? What about sense of humor? What about wit? What about smarts? Okay, it's like, hey, maybe if you're like mature enough to look past my height, you could find a lot of other endearing qualities that make me a catch. I mean, it's just ridiculous with the women smirking at me and acting like I'm a little kid or some pet that they can just pet on the head or something. Like, no, I'm a grown man, okay?
No,
just
hey,
because
listen,
I'm only...
At least you're not triggered about
just
it.
Just because I'm only 5'5" does not mean that I'm not a man.
Now, are you in a... Okay, so, hey, listen, I'm with you, Wade. Are you in a relationship or anything like that?
No, not right now, okay? I mean, I'm on the dating apps, but I don't get, every girl out there, oh, I want my man to be 6 foot and tall or blah, blah. You can miss me with that.
On your dating app, do you...
Put your height?
Yeah, I'm not ashamed of being 5'5". I'm not trying to hide it.
Well, I guess my question is, do you feel like you've had trouble getting dates because of it?
Yeah, because all these girls, they want the 6 foot guy and over, and, they want the big muscles and all that. And it's like, okay, wow, you're going to look at him and he's nice, but try having a conversation with that person, all right? I mean, yeah, some of them probably smart, but some of them probably dimwits, okay? I can hold the conversation. I can make you laugh. I can, I make good money.
You're so angry this morning.
Well, all right. I mean, I'm sold.
Moose is like, we can go on a date after the show, 100%. Have you ever done anything to alter your height? I mean, not surgically, but like, have you ever put lifters in your shoes?
No, I wear regular. No, of course not. What do you think? I'm going to be walking around on stilts for everybody? So
I don't know what you do on your...
I'm good and tall. No, I am who I am. All 5'5" of me.
I'm so confused by this conversation because, like, you open the call and you're like, I've lived such a good life. And then you just talk about how horrible it's been. Like, what's happening here?
It's a good life. I'm proud of everything I've accomplished. It's just, it's the outside. I see the looks that I get. okay? Mm-hmm. And I see the reactions that I get. And I'm trying to tell people, hey, you can treat me like anybody else. You don't have to treat me differently just because I'm a little shorter.
Right. You're more than a jockey.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't know. How about for, like, the ladies listening, how about you look at something more than just height, okay? And you look at someone for who they are and what they do and, you know, what they can bring to the table. And I don't know, just, you know, quit being so shallow. There's a lot of good people out there that don't match your height requirement that you are never going to have a chance with because you won't give them a chance. But people aren't ready to have that conversation, right? It's pathetic, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, that I didn't mean to rant, but thanks for your time.
Hey, Wade.
Maybe I needed to get this off my chest.
I'm glad that we can be your sounding board, buddy. Hope you have a great day.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, God.
What the hell was that?
He's an angry little elf. Wow.
That's not funny.
It's a little funny.
All right, let me... Hi, PXY, who's this?
Danielle.
Hi, Danielle, what's up?
I just want to chime in on that guy.
Was that your ex?
No.
She goes, no, I would never date someone under 5'6".
His personality is high as his height. His personality is very low. He's about a 3-foot man.
I think what it is he's just at a point in his life where he feels extremely discouraged.
He's angry.
Listen, I've dated shorter guys, and if their personality's there, it's there.
How
but
short?
His personality whining over the phone is just not.
How short?
I wouldn't date someone like that.
How short have you dated?
I mean, I'm 5'3", 5'4", and I'm 5'3".
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
It's not about the height. I mean, my now, he's about 6 foot, but he's got a good personality.
Yeah, sure.
You got to get your personality up there and stop whining about your height.
Yeah, well, according to him, he's not
okay with his height, but obviously he's not okay with his height. He just rampaged on for
right,
how long?
Right, absolutely.
Wade has lived a good life.
He's like, my life's been great.
Yeah.
Talks about
if
how
he lived a good life,
is.
Then why is he whining?
Right.
Yeah, I think he needed to vent, and we allowed him to do so. But thanks for chiming in, Danielle. Appreciate the call this morning. Okay. You want to go have a drink or something?
Will he get the surgery or no?
I don't think so.
98 PXY. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Thank you guys for tuning in. It's PXY Mornings. There is a story of a kid who DoorDashed food to his bedroom window at 2:30 a.m. so his parents wouldn't find out about it.
Right.
And then I heard a story of another kid that took his parents' car in the middle of the night, picked up friends, and then accidentally drove that car into a nearby river, which is so tough. And there's two types of parents here, right? You have people like my father that would have made me dig my own grave in the backyard. And then you have parents that sound like this. Douglas, what were you thinking, buddy? You know, your mother and I just got that new car. Well, as long as you're safe, but no phone tomorrow. You're grounded, mister. Right?
So tough.
Yeah, it's so tough. And then Breezy and I, we started talking yesterday after the show, after I'm reading the stories, and we have this conversation about some of the dumb things we did that our parents never, ever found out about.
Mm-hmm.
What are those things? If you have one, please share it. 585-252-9800. Breezy, I know your parents listen to this show religiously.
Yeah.
So I felt like, you know, it'd be best if you go first.
Right. Well, this wasn't really even like so much my parents, but I like royally screwed up. I went to college in Syracuse area, and my family lives out there. I have an aunt, an uncle, three cousins who live out there. And I would like very much so go to their house all the time, like to do laundry, to eat dinner, because it was so close to my dorm. And one time they were out of town and I was at their house just lounging, doing what I needed to do. And I must have like gone outside or something.
Smoking that kush.
And I never shut the sliding glass door.
Right.
And I went back 3 days later to get my laundry that I had put in and the door was open. And I was like, oh my God.
The sliding door.
For 3 days.
Oh.
And I was like, oh my God, like I'm an idiot. Thank God. Like they didn't come home to that. Like,
right.
You know, whatever. Flash forward, there ended up being a chipmunk in their house. So, and
thanks
they're like,
to
how
you.
Did this get in here? breezy. I'm like, I wasn't even there.
You denied it.
Yeah. Fully.
Did you feel bad about it?
I mean, I think they know it was me, regardless of anything that I say.
They know you're a liar.
That's so tough. So, not great.
I have one coming in from Trish right now. What did you do growing up that your parents never found out about? That one big thing. Trish says, good morning, guys. I was in competitive cheer. And when the weather was nice, I would forge my mom's writing and tell the school I was needing to be excused after lunch to go compete. And then I would just go home, lay out, and smoke cigarettes while my parents were at work. And I did this my entire junior and senior year of high school.
Oh, my God. How did you never get caught?
That's a great question.
Not the cigarette smoking. That's crazy. One time, I was at a party that I wasn't supposed to be at, the town over. I was in high school, I think. Maybe college. I don't know. And the cops came, and everyone scrammed, like little mice, right? And for whatever reason, I got caught from the cops. Like, not caught, but like stopped. And we were chatting. I wasn't like in trouble or anything, but they did bring me home in a cop car at 2 a.m.
Oh, that's, yeah.
But my parents never woke up.
What a scene.
I know. I was like, can you drop me off like a couple blocks away? Yeah.
No, we'll pull up right to the front door here. Don't you worry about it. Thank you so much.
Yeah. What about you?
I can't really think of, it wasn't so much when
it was perfect, so.
It really wasn't so much when I was younger. It's what I did when I moved away. When I was younger, I think the only thing I did was, which really pissed my mom off because she knew I was lying. I had acne in like freshman year of high school. Oof. So I would steal my mom's expensive foundation and use it as cover up. Mm. And she would always go missing her like expensive makeup. And of course, it was me. I took it.
Right.
You know what I mean? But it was
not you contouring in your bedroom.
I know. Yeah. Back in 2012, my second year in LA, I was really hard up for cash.
Mm-hmm.
And I did something that's pretty frowned upon by, of course, my parents, but mostly the police.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I've never shared this story.
Are you
story.
Incriminating yourself live on air right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, I got okay. It was a while back. All I right. got no problem. All right. It was tough times, you know. But I was a PA assistant. I was helping shoot this new reality show called Paparazzi.
Okay.
And it was basically, we'd go to all these celebrity homes and we'd film the paparazzi doing their thing.
Okay.
Dirty.
So you were the paparazzi to the paparazzi.
Correct.
Okay.
Well, one of the paparazzis I became close with, I knew, he knew I was kind of going through like a really tough time.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of befriended me and he goes, yo, meet me at the Starbucks near your place. I want to talk with you. So I meet him and he says, you need to make a quick buck. And I was like, yeah, kind of. He goes, I have a couple guys who need a package delivered. Are you willing to pick it up and take it to where it needs to go? I said, I think so. So he gives me the address.
Smuggled drugs across the Mexican border.
I picked this package up from a home near those. I know that not everyone's familiar with LA, but it was near a place called Englewood. And I walk.
Safe or not safe?
It's where I was sketchy.
Roll the dice.
I walk into this home and it looks like a scene from every good cop, bad cop movie, right? You had three guys on the couch drinking a 40. One guy asking me who I am, what I know. Hands me a JanSport backpack, okay? Says, don't open it. Take it to this location. Once you hand it to the guy that's supposed to get it, he'll pay you. I said, oh, okay. So I drive there. It took me 40 minutes with traffic, of course. And I hand it to the guy, and I'm in like a Dairy Queen parking lot, okay? He hands me an envelope, I hand him a backpack, and I leave. And I'm at a red light, I open the envelope, and it's like $1,000 in cash. And I'm like, oh my God.
I'm rich.
Oh my God.
I'm loaded.
Calling my friends, guys, dinner's on me tonight.
No, I'm recently coming to some money.
I'm coming to some money. And quickly, I knew what had just... You ever seen the movie The Mule with Clint Eastwood? That was a scene from The Mule. Okay, that's what happened, and I'm panicking but excited at the same time. I'm like, this could never.
I can pay my rent this month.
This could never ever happen again. This can never happen.
Went on to happen five more times. Did it?
No.
Oh,
one and done.
$1,000 cash though.
Let's go over
on tax. It's great.
You under the table. That's what you want, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer says, when I was 11, I played dentist with my little brother and accidentally pulled his loose tooth, told my parents it just fell out. They bought it. Chrissy says,
happened.
Hey guys, I had a ghost hunting business with my cousin. We charged neighborhood kids a buck to investigate our own basement. We made $14.50 plus a Capri Sun, but we would use my parents' basement to do this. I don't see the harm in that, though.
You're an entrepreneur.
Sure.
Yeah.
Dave said, I used to fake being sick just to stay home and watch The Price is Right and Ricky Lake and then go into some very naughty chat rooms.
Oh,
I bet you did, Dave.
God, Dave.
That was me in seventh grade.
Wavy Davey. The chat rooms are crazy.
And then I have Laura texting in. Hi, Moose and Breezy. Accidentally broke grandma's angel figurine when I was 8, glued it back together, rotated it so no one saw the crack. It stayed like that for years. You ever break something of grandma's? I did.
Yeah, I definitely did.
Try super gluing it back together?
I'm just like panicking.
I
can't disrespect my elders like
I
that.
I know. I broke this really hideous horse my grandma had on the end table. And I tried putting it back together. And she was devastated. She called my mom bawling. Oh my God, I felt bad. You would have thought I accidentally killed the dog.
Why do grandmas have no sense of interior design?
None.
It's like really bad.
None.
There's like gnomes everywhere.
No, the plastic like, on the couch.
Yes, I'm like.
Everything's made of wood paneling.
Yeah, I'm like, what's happening here? Like,
why is every room a different color?
My grandma used to microwave bacon, and like that's how she would make it. I'm like, can we just put it on the frying pan?
My grandmother used to microwave Polish sausage.
I'm sure that smelled great.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
Heritage Christian. Seems like all we're hearing about these days is one word. Tariffs. 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 And like, what does that even mean, right? What is that going to do for us? How is it going to impact me? How is it going to impact my community? Well, the answers to your questions are here right now, specifically when it comes to restaurants. So if you're in Webster and you like comfort Italian food, Nucci's Italian Seafood Steakhouse on Ridge Road is one of the places to go. And Nick Nucci is kind of freaking out a little bit.
Yeah, our boy Nucci.
He said many of these ingredients and products that we're serving here at our restaurant are imported. Facing a global sweeps from tariffs from President Donald Trump's White House, it's very concerning if we're even going to be able to keep our doors open. Wine is one of them. Beer is another. Some of the seafood items that we get, it's all a little bit concerning. And the National Restaurant Association is now applying for new tariffs at current scales that would only create distribution for the owners of the people that are bringing them out, but not the owners of the restaurants. Because without these or with these in place, it would be really hard for these restaurant owners to keep their restaurant doors even open. Calling it a dice roll. Gonna have to see.
Yeah, it's a gamble.
Like he's comparing it to how they had to go through all those changes during COVID and high inflation. It's gonna be the same type of thing for restaurant owners. If they decide to do another increase in market, we'll see what these tariffs have to do. But right now, I'm not going to push the panic button until it's absolutely necessary. We just saw something on TV.
Yeah, running shoes.
It was just like telling you how it would affect you. So if you go buy a pair of running shoes for $150, it would, with a new tariff in place, it would be $230.
$230 on a pair of sneaks that aren't even Jordans.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
They're like from Payless. It's like, okay.
No, thank you. It's good. Listen, the biggest impact is obviously on our wallets, as we know, on our 401ks.
But like if these restaurant owners have to raise their prices,
well, of
then
course.
We have to, the prices of the actual meals are going to be raised too. And it's like, well, I'm not going out to eat. You know what I mean? So it's really tough.
Just when I thought last year alone, I'm like, you know what? 2025 is going to be a good year. That's the year I closed on my first home. Right, of course.
Right.
All right, guys. Time to give away tickets to go see Kesha live in concert July 31st at Darien Lake. Call us now to be caller 8 for everyone's favorite game, Can't Beat Breezy. 585-252-9800. You know the number. Breezy is on the board with 13 wins and 22 losses. Your chance to beat her is coming up next. Caller 8, good luck.
98PXY, favorite game,
Chance Beat Breezy.
That's right. We need caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800 to win a pair of tickets to go see our girl Kesha coming to Darien Lake July 31st. Tickets go on sale Thursday, you guys, at Ticketmaster. Bro, you have the chance to win them first right here on PXY Mornings. Breezy, you're on the board with 13 wins and 22 losses.
Tough. That's tough scene.
It's been a bloodbath, needless to say. All right. We need caller 8. Let's go to the phones. PXY, who's this?
Hey, this is Kim.
Kim, where are we calling from this morning?
Rondacoy. Excited to be here.
Oh, we love that.
Oh, Kimby.
Hey, Kim. You're caller number 8.
Woo! Kimbo you, Slice.
I love Kesha.
You love Kesha. You're going head-to-head with our girl Breezy, who is leaving the room. But before she does, let's talk some trash.
I'm going to beat you, girl. Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get right into it. The rules are very simple, Kim. You get 5 seconds on the clock to answer each question. If you end in a tie with Breezy, you're going to get the win. Kesha tickets are on the line. Question 1.
All right.
Okay, she's gone. Question number 1. Kim, the iconic number 5 perfume was created by who?
Chanel.
Question number 2, what is the capital of the United States?
Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C. Is that your final answer?
The capital of the U.S.? Yeah, that's my final answer.
Okay, let's go to question number 3. I need you to finish the lyrics to this popular Kesha song. Ready, and...
Because they hear we got swagger, but we kick them to the curb unless they look
unless
like...
they look like Mick Jagger. Unless they look like Mick Jagger.
And question 4, how many tablespoons are in one cup?
Eight.
Going with 8? All right, locking you in.
Sure.
Locking you in for 8.
That seems wrong, but sure.
Well, time's up anyways. All right, let's go to question number 5. Last question, Kim. What kind of animal was Geoffrey, the longtime mascot for Toys R Us?
Lion.
All right, no. Let's bring Breezy back into the room.
Giraffe. He's a giraffe. Isn't he a giraffe? Oh, my God. He's Joffrey the giraffe. Isn't he?
Is that your final answer?
No. Yeah, giraffe.
All right, we're going with giraffe. Let's bring girl. Hey, Breeze, come on back in. Thank you so much. All right, we're going to tally these up and see how well our girl Kim did. We are looking at a total of, not too shabby, 4 out of 5.
Oh, thank God.
Okay, stay right there, Kim. This is for Kesha tickets. Breeze, mm-hmm. I believe in you today.
Right. Let's go.
Okay, question number 1. The iconic number 5 perfume was created by who?
Dior.
Question number 2. Breezy, what is the capital of the United States?
Washington, D.C.
Let's go to question 3. Breezy, I need you to finish the lyrics to this popular Kesha song.
Because they hear we got swagger, but we kick them to the curb unless they look like
Mick Jagger. I sound just like her.
Question 4. Breezy, huge chef energy over here.
Massive.
How many tablespoons are in a cup?
I think 8.
That's your final answer.
Yeah.
Question 5. Breezy, what kind of animal was Geoffrey, the longtime mascot for Toys R Us?
Oh, an elephant. Love. Absolutely love.
Yes, sounds like you do. Okay, let's go over to... Hey, Kim, you still there?
No, it was a giraffe.
I'm so sorry.
It was a giraffe.
Time is up. All right, Kim, how do you think you did compared to our girlfriend?
Why does this keep happening?
I think I won, but I get her. I have similar questions.
Okay, all right. Why don't we go ahead? By the way,
damn it.
Yes, you 100%. You did win it. You're going to Kesha.
Yes. Oh,
Oh my god, my friends are gonna be so excited.
Who are you bringing with you?
My son Clayton. Okay. I already texted him.
I just want to let you know, Kim, that I'm happy for you, but Breezy is pissed right now.
So no,
let's run through the board.
I knew it.
The iconic number 5 perfume was created by who? That is Coco Chanel. Yes, Breezy said Dior. Question number 2, Washington, D.C. is the capital of the United States. Yes, it's Mick Jagger. You both got that correct for Kesha's song. How many tablespoons are in a cup? The answer is 16. You both said 8.
Interesting.
And yes, Joffrey was the mascot of Toys R Us. Breezy originally went with elephant. I'm so sorry. And then corrected herself. It was too late.
Well, what was it?
What was it?
You didn't say what it was. Was it a giraffe?
Yeah, I said it was a giraffe.
You said Joffrey.
Joffrey the giraffe was the mascot for Toys R Us. Hey,
I said lion at first, so I get you.
This just keeps happening.
So annoying.
Okay, Kim, say my name is Kim from Irondequoy, and I just beat Breezy.
My name is Kim from Irondequoy, and I just beat Breezy.
98PXY, just when you think you've got life figured out. Oh! You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
Well, it's never good when two grandmas are in competition with them.
They're just getting after it.
Yeah, especially over something as petty as Easter baskets. How many parents still give their kids Easter baskets? I'm assuming a lot. I mean, yeah. I don't know what people put in them anymore. We got a message from longtime listener named Emily, who says she just found out her mother-in-law is getting all 3 of her kids' Easter baskets and is going to fill them with useless junk.
Mm.
If you have some advice for our girl Emily for Parental Confidential today, you can text her, call us at 585-252-9800. Here's the message. My husband just told me that my mother-in-law told him she's going to give our kids Easter baskets, but refuses to tell him what will be in them. She has a shopping addiction.
Classic.
She gets a high from finding as many cheap little things as she possibly can. It's all crap. We already have an overwhelming amount of toys and books that we're in the process of decluttering. Now, the toys from her are always the first to go. They break easily. She gets multiple of the same.
They're all from the dollar store.
Most likely. Or they aren't age appropriate. Last year, she got her 4-year-old a laser pointer.
What?
She also tends to give us way too much candy. What gets me is that she never once gave Easter baskets to her own 3 kids. She only started doing it because she found out my mom gives all her grandchildren Easter baskets.
Interesting.
My mom even asked what kind of toys would they like, whereas my mother-in-law does not. How can I nicely tell her that the kids only want some candy or clothes? But how do I really tell her that if she does get them any toys, they have to stay at her house?
Mm.
Would love some help on this, and do understand that I have to tread lightly because my mother-in-law is a very temperamental, emotional individual. Thanks, Moose and Breezy.
Oh.
Right, of course.
But of course. Yeah, this is wild because honestly, when it comes to grandmas, they're constantly battling out for love of the grandchildren, right? And I think it comes down to just sheer competition, and it stresses the parents out more than anything. And I think that it's smart of her to ask and say, hey, maybe we keep these toys at your house because we don't have room. They have way too many toys, and I want them to make sure that they're entertained when they're at your house. And you're the one who bought them, so keep a little chest and let's get on to it.
Is that really too hard? To just keep a little chest, throw everything in there.
Right.
Matt says, just let her get the gifts. We've all been there. But let her get the gift she wants. I don't think there's a polite way you allow gifts from one grandparent, but not the other. Clear out the junk from their rooms to make room for the new. Let's go to the phones. We have Catherine on the line. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning. I'm a mother-in-law. I have 2 sons, so I'm a mother-in-law to 2 daughter-in-laws. What you have to realize is that a son is a son until he takes his wife. A daughter is a daughter the rest of her life. So you have to
that's clever.
Learn. I learned that many years ago. I'm in my late 60s. You just have to learn to maybe ask her to both grandparents, both of them, the grandmothers, to maybe contribute to a 529. Mm. Get rid of all the toys.
These sure.
Kids now
yeah.
My kids had nothing. My kids and I, when we were growing up, we had nothing. We were poor. So they have just too much stuff.
Right.
Donate to the 529. They can use that for college.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the best idea. Because, like, I mean, all we're doing here at this point is recycling crappy gifts that are going to get broken or tossed out.
Right.
She's already figuring out a way how she's going to get rid of these toys before she even gets them. I think
right.
a 529 is a great idea.
And I also...
For a mother, too, because you can't just... A mother-in-law, it's hard when you're a mother-in-law
right,
or a
right.
daughter-in-law. So you just have to be, you know, tread gently, learn that you have to say it to both parents, you know, to both mothers. It's got to be the same. You can't be one...
Can't favor.
Because it's your mother.
Can't favor.
As a grandma, I will ask you this, because I feel like when you become a parent, it's very easy to... start off and be like, they're only going to get one toy or a couple of toys. They don't need to be overloaded. They don't need to be spoiled. Like, don't give them something that they're going to expect. But it's hard when grandma steps in and is like, no, you can have 17 toys at my house, but at
right.
your parents' house, you only have four. How does
okay,
that work?
Grandma's house is special. See,
right.
I have a little play area. My grandsons, when they come, they're 2.5. I have 2. When they come, it's separate. It's different. It's different at Nona's. And boy, at Nona's house, it's a blast.
Sure.
But it's okay. You have to. And another thing is putting them in bins. Keeping
mm-hmm.
the extra stuff. There's too much stuff up there for them to play with. So put it in bins and exchange. Do like 5 or 6 toys and then exchange them in a couple of months for 5 or 6 that are down in the basement in a toter that
right.
they don't mm-hmm. see.
Yeah, right. you gotta recycle. Catherine, thank you so much for listening and calling in.
Thank you.
All right, you got it. Danielle says, I don't think you say anything at all. And I'm sure your kids love getting a basket from her.
Yeah.
And it's a memory about their grandma that they're going to remember forever. Because really, that's what this is. It's about the memory. Danielle goes on to say, both my grandmas are dead now. So I didn't get an Easter basket from them anymore. I don't get one anymore. Right.
This person says, grandparents don't last forever, so don't be a wench. Right. This person says, the husband has to be the one to tell the mom that and defend her. Basically saying from her own.
Right. So
yeah.
If Emily is the one to come forward, you know this is going to put a wedge in her relationship with her mother-in-law.
Correct.
No mother-in-law
and then
wants
to. She's going to be made out to be the bad guy.
Exactly. But it's.
I don't like that girl that you chose. I wish you ended up with Stephanie. Okay.
Hey, good morning, guys. It sounds to me like Emily's mother-in-law is only getting stuff for the kids because she's in competition with your mom. Just politely explain to her that the kids only want clothes for Easter and not toys because they already have so many of them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think it's a great idea, like what Catherine brought up, is putting together some money aside and just contributing to that fun until
yeah.
they get older. Yeah, of course. That sucks when you hear you're a kid, you know, like, oh, we put money in a savings. You'll see it in 20 years.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
But like, I don't know. I go to like... you know, my little cousin's birthday and things of that nature. And like, they get all of these toys and they're just like playing with a stick. Right. So it's like you give them all this stuff and then you as a parent or a grandparent or a family member is disappointed because you're like, I spent $40 on that Hot Wheels toy and they're not even playing with it. So
that's me every single Christmas. Elena says, oh, this is an interesting text, you guys. I'm not sure I agree with people on this. It's a bad idea to teach your kids that disposable plastic crap that destroys the planet equals fun.
Mm.
It's also a good way to show that you can set boundaries with people. I have zero patience for the people who get a high from shopping for garbage and then pushing that garbage on everybody around them. No, thank you. That's an interesting point of view right there.
Absolutely.
My husband's brother does this all the time. I just smile and say thank you and then just donate all the stuff to Goodwill. The less clutter, the better. Yeah. So, I mean, here's a couple of other people texting, and they agree with that. You know, start a savings account for them.
Right.
That might be the best idea. But also, Emily, kind of agree with Breezy on this one. I don't know if you're the one that should have this conversation with your mother-in-law. Maybe your husband should, unless he's scared of her.
Absolutely.
In which case, you're in a corner. Oh, Alyssa says, is your mother-in-law my mother-in-law? My strategy is not to fight her and just slowly sneak all the crap she gives us into the trash.
Right.
I've learned it does nothing but make her angry if I do try to set boundaries. She's going to do what she wants no matter what I say, like most mother-in-laws.
Absolutely.
Okay, and there you have it. All right, so the starting of the savings account sounds like where it's at. instead of the toys and the candy.
It's going to help them out more in the long run than some crappy plastic toy.
Thank you guys for the text on this one this morning. Appreciate that. We're going to take a quick break on PXY Mornings. We'll be right back.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now.
585-252-9800. The number one
hit music station. 98.9 PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. New York Republicans in the Rochester Police Locust Club have criticized Democrats over a new bill they say prioritizes prisoners over public safety.
Ooh.
And there's one bill sponsored by Rochester Democrat Jeremy Cooney, and it's called the Earned Timed Act. And it would allow inmates to reduce their prison sentence by more than 75% through good time and merit time allowances, regardless of the severity of their crime. It doesn't matter what you did. If you're on great behavior, we'll reduce your sentence by 75%. Little scary.
Mm-hmm.
Another bill co-sponsored by Cooney would change the parole process to presume an inmate should be released unless the Board of Parole can actually prove the inmate is an unreasonable risk to public safety. And you got a lot of Republicans who have labeled this bill a threat to public safety.
Right.
And the Rochester Police Locust Club called the bills outrageous. They called them appalling. And they said that Senator Cooney should be ashamed of himself for putting criminals ahead of constituents. And Senator Cooney said the Earned Time Act is about updating New York's sentencing laws to align with the other parts of the nation. But
yeah, I don't like love that murderers could just be like released, but
it's like, you know, how well has the New York bail reform been going for us? It's been going really, really well, right?
They get released, they steal another car.
It's like, have you
on
been
on their way out?
Are you rehabilitated? Yeah, I feel pretty good. All right, see ya.
See ya.
What do we, I don't know. I don't feel good about this whatsoever.
Right.
And there's a lot of people that don't. Obviously, especially Republicans, they're pissed over this. But when you talk about, hey, somebody, regardless of the crimes they committed, they've been on great behavior, we're going to reduce their sentence by 75%. Is this just another way of saying, hey, we're shorthanded at the prisons?
Right.
This
I
we
think
know.
So, yeah. For sure.
More to come on that. Question we're asking, and you know we're always asking the hard-hitting questions on PXY Mornings.
We're investigative journalists, you know what I mean?
Would you surgically add 3 to 6 inches to your body if you had the option to do so?
Depends on where.
Well, yeah. We'll talk about that, but some people would absolutely go to extreme lengths and pay a stupid amount of money for a surgical procedure like this one, but is it really worth the cash? We'll tell you what it is and talk about it coming up next on PXY.
PXY.
Would you surgically add 3 to 6 inches to your body if you had the option to do so? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. We're constantly asking the hard-hitting questions on the show, are we not, Breeze?
We really are.
So for clarity, we're specifically talking about height. So
I know. I was like, which part of your body?
Where's all our short kings at this morning?
No, step forward. Come into the light.
And I was reading this article yesterday about a surgical procedure which was invented in the 50s. By a Russian doctor to help people with bone deformities where a femur could be broken and then extended slightly.
Okay. That sounds extremely painful.
It's excruciating. Nobody would ever do it unless it was absolutely unnecessary, or would they? But it turns out a large number of men are actually doing this to grow an extra 3 to 6 inches. I mean, it's not a big deal. You just need to have both your femurs cracked in half and then a couple of rods inserted in your legs.
This kind of reminds me of when you went and got a consultation to get your uvula lasered off.
Yeah.
You're like, to fix your, was it your deviated septum?
Right. They're like, we're going to put this rod in your nose. We're going to crack it. And then we're going to laser out the back of your uvula. I said, what are the chances this is going to keep me from snoring? They're like 40%. I'm like, well, I'm not doing
odds.
It. I'm not doing it then. So basically, the good news is it's not that expensive either, you guys. We're only talking $150,000.
Oh, my
which
God.
Might get you an extra 3 to 6 inches on your height, plus a ton of excruciating pain.
Yeah.
So I know my buddy Chris, who's come on the show with us from time to time. I've told you about Chris.
Mm-hmm.
He would have this surgery if insurance fully covered it. I feel like he would because he's like 5'6".
Right.
And, you know, he's a little insecure about his height. But he purchased shoe lifts before.
Yeah.
And wore them on a date.
Yeah.
Okay? I kid you not. So he didn't think the date was going to go and continue after dinner, but it did. She invited him back to his place, made him take off his shoes because she's got white carpet, and he shrunk 3 inches.
Oh, that's so tough.
Basically, that was the end of that. You know,
my cousin's ex-boyfriend wore lifters. It's just like really? Completely deflated after a night out. That's you know
so
what
tough.
I mean?
Oh, that's so tough.
Imagine coming home and like you're at eye level the whole time and then now you're just looking down at your date. It's kind of tough. You know what I mean?
Hi, PXY. What's your name?
Hey, this is Wade. And
hi, Wade. Go ahead.
Hey, so I've been, you know, listening to the show, and I don't know, I guess it just irked me a little bit, okay, because I guess I just have a problem with society, okay, and especially with women now, trying to make us small guys feel small, okay, and so, yeah, I heard your question, you know, would you get surgery to become taller, or, you know, would you add 3, no. Okay, listen, I'm 5'5", and I am proud of that 5'5".
I love that moment for you, King.
Okay, and listen, I can't help it. That's the way God made me, okay?
Sure.
And I'm okay with that. I've lived a great life being only 5'5".
Okay.
Okay, and so I don't need people to go out of their way and act like, you know, they feel bad for me or anything, like to impress anybody with my height, okay? Mm-hmm. There's so much more than that.
Right.
Okay, it's like, it's just my whole life, you know? I've had to deal with people just coming up to me and be like, oh, how is it down there? Blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
I'm
dear.
5'5", okay?
Right.
It's not that bad. Besides, height isn't everything. What about...
No.
What about looks? What about sense of humor? What about wit? What about smarts? Okay? It's like, hey, maybe if you're, like, mature enough to look past my height, you could find a lot of other endearing qualities that make me a catch. I mean, it's just ridiculous with the women smirking at me and acting like I'm a little kid or some pet that they can just pet on the head or something. Like, no, I'm a grown man, okay?
No,
just
hey,
because I'm only...
At least you're not triggered about
just
it.
Just because I'm only 5'5" does not mean that I'm not a man.
Now, are okay? you in a... Okay, so, hey, listen, I'm with you, Wade. Are you in a relationship or anything like that?
No, not right now, okay? I mean, I'm on the dating apps, but I don't get... You know, every girl out there, oh, I want my man to be 6 foot and tall or blah, blah. You can miss me with that.
On your dating app, do you...
Put your height?
Yeah, I'm not ashamed of being 5'5".
No, of course
not. I'm not trying to hide it.
Well, I guess my question is, do you feel like you've had trouble getting dates because of it?
Yeah. Yeah, because all these girls, they want the 6 foot guy and over, and, you know, they want the big muscles and all that. And it's like, okay, wow, you're going to look at him and he's nice, but try having a conversation with that person, all right? I mean, yeah, some of them probably smart, but some of them probably dimwits, okay? I can hold the conversation. I can make you laugh. I can, you know, I make good money.
You're so angry this
morning. Well, all right. I mean, I'm sold.
Moose is like, we can go on a date after the show, 100%. Have you ever done anything to alter your height? I mean, not surgically, but, like, have you ever put, like, lifters in your shoes?
No, I wear regular... No, of course not. What do you think? I'm going to be walking around on stilts for everybody? So
I don't know what you do on your...
Oh, look at me. I'm good and tall. No, I am who I am. All 5'5" of me.
I'm so confused by this conversation because, like, you open the call and you're like, I've lived such a good life. And then you just talk about how horrible it's been. Like, what's happening here?
It's a good life. I'm proud of everything I've accomplished. It's just, it's the outside. I see the looks that I get, okay? And I see the reactions that I get. And I'm trying to tell people, hey, you can treat me like anybody else. You don't have to treat me differently just because I'm a little shorter.
Right. You're more than a jockey.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't know. How about for, like, the ladies listening? How about you look at something more than just height, okay? And you look at someone for who they are and what they do and, you know, what they can bring to the table. And I don't know, just, you know, quit being so shallow. There's a lot of good people out there that don't match your height requirement that you are never going to have a chance with
because you won't give them a chance. But people aren't ready to have that conversation, right? It's pathetic, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, I didn't mean to rant, but thanks for your time.
Hey, Wade.
Maybe I needed to get this off my chest.
I'm glad that we can be your sounding board, buddy. Hope you have a great day.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, dear. He's like, I lived a great life, and then just complained about his life for like 30 minutes straight, so.
I'm not sure what happened there. All right, so the census is in. One person by the name of Wade is not willing to get this procedure done. This we know.
I was like, so what's up in the air, truly? Oh, Wadey, Wade.
If anyone is willing to take Wade out on a date, I'm not kidding. I will automatically throw in a pair of Benson Boone tickets right now. 585-252-9800. Looking for caller 8 right now. This is not a joke. I'm serious. You get Wade, you get Benson Boone, okay? And yeah. We're going to call it a night, okay?
That's
You might end up on the 6 o'clock news, but that's not our problem.
Not Wade on your shoulders.
Bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. What's up, guys? 40 for the high today. The sun is shining in downtown High Falls.
It's like 12 degrees out, so.
Yeah, well, it is spring.
Everyone's like, I can't wait for my softball game later. I'm like, it's snowing. So there's that.
If you thought Breezy was a dramatic person.
Just wait.
Yeah, but you just waited until her 31st birthday next month.
Literally. And, you know, it's April 9th, and nowhere in my realm did I think we would be trying to avoid icy pavement. But this morning, I was walking to my car.
Yeah.
And I took a nasty spill.
Oh, you did?
I did.
I'm so sorry.
And I'm just like laying there on the ground screaming, crying. And I'm like, wait, is no one going to come over? Is no one going to help me up? Like, I just feel like when you fall as an adult or get hurt in any way, you just want your mom to come fix it. And do all the things that she did when you were a child. Or maybe not your mom, but like somebody.
Just want someone to pay attention.
Somebody to say like, oh my God, are you okay?
Right.
Or like, oh my God, do you need anything? When you do it alone, it's like, I just did this whole dramatic stunt for nothing. For nothing. And now I'm hurt. And nobody's coming to help me. And I just feel like you completely revert back to a child. And it's like, what do you do at that point? You call someone? I just fell. Are you okay? I think so.
I got hit by a car on my bicycle when I was a kid.
Oh, my God.
I was okay. I was fine. It was down the street. The neighbor picked me up and walked me to my parents' house to let them know what happened. My parents had a lot of questions. I didn't answer any of them. I walked right into the house, picked up the phone, and called my grandma. She's like, hello? I was like, Grandma, I just got hit by a car. What?
You send her into a heart attack.
She's the one that gave me the most attention. So anytime something bad happened, I knew I was going to get a lot of empathy from her. So I picked up the phone. But I noticed as an adult, there are a lot of people who go to the extreme. Like you cry, you scream when you're a kid. But as an adult, I've seen people fall. And it's worse. It's worse. It's worse than when they were 12. So all I can do is picture you this morning. On your back.
No, literally screaming, crying, throwing up. But it's like also, okay, here's the delicate balance.
Throwing up.
Screaming, crying, throwing up. Here's the delicate balance is like, yes, I want the attention, but like I've taken a nasty spill in the Wegmans parking lot at East Ave, like with a whole audience, like ripped my pant knee hole. Like it was a whole thing.
What time of year?
It was raining. So I don't know. I think it was like fall, but it was pouring and I slipped and I fell and I gouged my knee open.
It's a loss.
And like, shut up. And at that point, I was like, oh my God, this is so embarrassing. Like, I have to just get up super quick. And like, you don't want to cry. But if you know that there's someone there,
everyone's
like your safe space,
yeah,
you're like, you need to come running over to me with a gurney immediately with an ice pack and my favorite snacks. I don't know.
This checks out for you because one time Breezy came into the studio, okay? We didn't even start the show yet. She walks in the studio. It's 5 o'clock in the morning, and she hits her elbow on the door. The next day, she comes in the studio with a neck brace on, crutches, and a sling.
Yeah.
Okay? You want to talk about extreme?
Yeah, but there was also
carried her crutches up the stairs with her.
There was a hidden agenda. They were trying to make us do
field day. That's what it was.
Company field day, and I was like, I'm severely injured. So
how many
I can't.
How many of you know an individual in your life that when they get hurt, it's tenfold. They go to the extreme right away. It goes from 0 to 60.
I double down. I could literally graze my knee against the, footboard of my bed, but I'm screaming. My girlfriend's like, "You good?" I'm like, "No." And then she's like, "All right, I'll get ice." And I'm like, "I don't need ice." She's like, "But you're really hurt." And I'm like, "But I don't want, it's just,
I just want the attention.
I'm a child, yeah.
Just, because you like being dramatic and you like being bothered.
I've matured so much.
In
over
what
the
way?
Years. Like, I really have, but I feel like this is the one thing that I truly am hanging on to dear life for. And then, you call your mom, and I mean, my mom in this case is nowhere near me. She's literally in Florida. I'm like, I'm just literally. She's like, "Okay, well, what do you want me to do?" This person says, "There's a standing rule in my family. If you hurt yourself or fall, I immediately laugh. And then I make sure you're okay." No, that pisses me off.
Do you remember this conversation the other month about how we purposely as kids tried to hurt ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
I had a girl in my class in second grade who was on crutches because she broke her leg.
Yeah.
And I thought I loved this girl. So my first priority when I got home was to try and break my leg so I too could be on crutches.
Mm-hmm.
So what did I do? I put a cylinder block in the front yard and I'd run towards it purposely. Hitting my leg onto the cinder block, hoping it would break.
They called them the crutch couple.
She got glasses. What did I do? She got glasses. They moved
you
her to the front.
You poured hot sauce in your eye?
No.
Failure test.
I squinted for months in class. I think my teacher caught on to me. I don't think she was buying it.
Yeah, she's like, absolutely not. I did the same thing. But I knew this girl that I went to school with, grade school, high school. I'm 95% sure convinced she had Munchausen's. She was fully always in a cast and surgeries. And still to this day, I follow her on things. She still is like, "I'm down bad. I'm in 10th surgery." I'm like, okay, this is getting to be out of control.
Listen, we all know somebody who's got the munching houses. We all know that one person, and it's terrible, right? Well, I figured out what I'm going to get you for your birthday this year.
What?
Life Alert.
It's never too soon to start.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. "I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show." There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present "There, I Said It" on the number one hip music station, 98 BXY.
People are pissed. Let's get right into it. We got to clear the air this morning. If you have something you want to get off your chest, by all means, so do we. 585-252-9800 is the number to call or text.
Yes.
I don't mind starting this morning. I'm just going to come out and say it. I think people who turn their cameras off during Zoom calls are so shady. There, I said it. What exactly are you hiding that the rest of us can't see? I want to see.
Well.
What are you doing?
There's a lot.
Like what?
I've taken Zoom calls in the shower, cooking.
Like a company call?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's very unprofessional.
It's like listening to a podcast. Same thing.
No. What if you have to contribute to the call?
Most of the time I don't. There's a lot of calls that I don't. There's 50 to 100 people on them. I'm like,
I can't do it. If I know I'm going to be on a Zoom call, I iron my clothes beforehand.
It's very strange. I don't even wear pants. So we are not the same, I fear. We are just simply not the same.
No, this we know.
I'll do mine for today. I love to be positive and spread light and love.
What?
So this is going to be a one-off for me, but
where's the punchline here?
I just, I think it's okay to be a hater sometimes. There, I said it.
Oh, you are definitely a hater.
I think it's okay.
You're a huge hater.
And I don't think that people should feel bad about it. I think it blows off steam. As long as you're not being like mean to people and like making them feel bad, they don't know what's going on.
You're almost as much of a hater as my best friend.
We're the same person.
Just constantly hates on me. Even when I go out of my way to try to better myself, he's the first one calling up to hate on me.
When I met him for the first time, he said like to me 4 times, "You're so hateful." And I at first I was like, "Oh my god, he hates me." I'm like, "No, he loves it. No, he's
loves
obsessed.
It. That's what it is." I started going and working out hard as of recently. Like I'm going to the gym, I'm lifting. I see him the other weekend, and the first thing out of his mouth was, "Look at you. Your chest is as flat as my countertop." I'm like, "It's nice to see you. Let's go over to Andrew."
The haterade.
It's all day long, every day. Andrew says, "Stop changing a pet's name when you adopt. Keep the original name. There, I said it. I'm sorry. I'm not sure why this makes me so angry." Yeah, but what if someone doesn't want a male dog named Charlene?
My friend named her girl Corgi Douglas. I'm like, all right, Papa.
Never heard of that before. Who else is here?
I'm like, right, of course.
Somebody's hating on Costco. "I can't stand people trying to get a free sample at Costco. Like,
that's
you've,
literally what they're there
like,
for.
Like you've never had a bite of frozen pizza in your life. It's really sad to watch." There, I said it. Believe it or not, some people are only members for free samples.
Yeah.
So they can feed their families.
Yeah. And the hot dogs are only like $2. No, I think they're $1.50. Yeah.
That's not good. Mr. Costco himself is not.
And they're like a foot long, so. Amusement parks are a hyped scam. There, I said it. They're not fun and a terrible way to spend the day. Okay.
Oh, that's right.
I mean, like, listen.
I can't wait for Seabreeze to open, you guys.
I mean, listen. I'm not, in my old age, not going on any roller coasters that go upside down. I'm not into it. I'm so nauseous. Like,
did you see recently the woman that just fell out of a roller coaster? She's supposed to get married in a couple months.
I'm good.
The bride-to-be.
I'm good.
She fell out of the cart and died.
See, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'll minimize my exposure.
Yeah, you have to second guess on whether or not you really truly want to be a thrill seeker today. Let's go over to Kelly. What's up, Kelly? Good morning, guys. Oh, let's. I heard Wade on your show this morning. The man who's only 5'5". And I agree that not all men are treated equal. I'm 5'11", but I would be happy to go out with him if you want to pass along my number. And there it is. There's the number.
Oh, baby, no, let's make love tonight.
That's so sweet. Kelly, do you have a step stool you can bring in case Wade wants to kiss you on the lippies?
You guys in the pool playing chicken would be a sight to see. Him on your shoulders. I love it. A match made in heaven.
Oh, we cannot wait to put this call up on the podcast after the show. Wade is...
He called in and was like, "Guys, I've lived the best life. Like, my life is amazing."
He was an angry man.
Just like bitched about his life for like 10 minutes. So it's not the best.
We're just talking about short kings this morning. Mm-hmm. And let's just say he was triggered.
He was.
Hi, Moose and Breezy. It's Shauna from Brockport. If you are over 30 and still eating microwavable food, then you need to grow the hell up. There, I said it. Well, what's your problem with lean cuisines, Shauna?
The lean pockets.
"Wow, that lean cuisine really filled me up," said nobody ever.
No.
I used to live off those things. Oh, they were so good.
I'll double down and say if you're eating like Lunchables at past the age of 10, it's a no.
Did I tell you?
Like, ew.
You know my best friend, Jenny.
Yeah.
She went to a guy's house. He did a whole charcuterie board and it was just Lunchables. I kid you not.
The bologna. The bologna.
It's like, wow, look at this charcuterie. It's a little mini-sized Snicker bar next to the cheese.
No, it's so good.
I'm like, if I know you the way I think I know you, you definitely did not have sex with him that night. You're like, yep, that would be correct.
98PXY is free.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, the most annoying thing about being in a committed relationship, and go.
Well,
yeah.
Just finally experiencing this. I'm like, are we married now? I mean, we just moved in together back in December. It's been a beautiful 5 months of living together.
Right. But there's chores that are involved when it comes to living together.
So I feel like this happens when you date someone, right? If you're type A and they're super type B, it's a little bit oil and water vibes when you're living together.
And
because they expect things a certain way and you're like, I don't care.
If anybody's sending anyone a list, type A is sending the list to type B.
So I've been receiving honey-do lists from my girlfriend for the past 3 weeks. And I'm like, what's going on here? And it's transpired into, okay, well, I'm the backbone of this household. I literally do everything. She's like, no, these are just things that you need to do for your side of the room.
Pull up a list. Let me see one of the lists you got.
Oh my gosh. Well, here's the thing about the list. They have been...
checked off.
They've been being sent automated. So like with the new update with the iPhone, I guess you can like schedule text messages to go out. So my girlfriend will draft it like she drafted it last night. And she said, what time are you going to be home tomorrow? And I was like, I don't know, probably like 2:30. She goes, perfect. So she scheduled the text message to go out from the moment I like step foot in the door.
I don't like that feature. Not one I've used yet.
I've never used it.
I don't see the point. I mean, I see the point. I just wouldn't use it. Well, let me see the list that your girlfriend's making you do.
Honey,
get down on all fours and clean the baseboards with a Q-tip.
No, literally. Honey-do list. Put your things in the room. Put away your things in the room. And clean the toilet.
Sad that
splatters.
But sad that you have to be told to do those things. Like, when you see it, wouldn't you just do it right away? I never understood the people who are like, we clean once a month. Every month. The first Saturday of the month is cleaning... it's cleaning day.
Well, we clean every weekend. Like, we clean every Saturday morning. So I'm like, ugh. But she's like, your clothes are everywhere. And I'm like, okay, sorry, I'm fashionable.
But why are they everywhere? Don't they have a hanger to go on? Don't they have a drawer to be slid into?
Well, no, because they're dirty. They can't be put away.
But even when they're dirty, you have a hamper. You throw them in the hamper for the dirty laundry. Where is yours going? I could never live with you. You're a slob.
No, I'm not. I just think that, like, the honey-do list is crazy. But also, if you know anything about me or if you have this personality, I love a list. I love a list. It makes me feel so accomplished. I keep a running list for myself. I have a to-do list every single day, okay? And it's in my Reminders app on my iPhone. I love that app because you can just check it off and it goes away. So... a lot of people would hate this, and you know the whole like happy wife, happy life thing. That's like so true.
Okay.
I don't hate it. It's a delicate balance between like I hate being told what to do, but I also need direction. And I love a list. I love crossing things off.
Right, but people do that because they enjoy the dopamine of it.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who...
I mean, I would rather make my own list, but that's neither here nor there.
I know people that will do something, and even though that item wasn't on their list... they'll go and add it on to the list
that's my girlfriend.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Or okay, hear me out here. She has a calendar that she does weekly. It's like a whiteboard, right? So if she like has on her Wednesday, gym, 5:30 a.m.
Okay.
Sleeps in, doesn't go to the gym. She has to like cross it off. Like that, like it didn't even exist.
Oh, so she doesn't have to do it. Otherwise, she's thinking about it all day.
Or like,
she's
like plans changed.
She's calling an audible because she missed out. That's not fair.
But she doesn't want to go back and see like I skipped that.
Right.
Or I didn't actually do that. Like she's only putting plans on there.
That she's accomplished.
That she's accomplishing. I'm like, that was 3 days ago. She's like, but it's on display.
But
we
I need
to
know.
See it.
Guys, good morning. My husband doesn't think a honey-do list is fair. I run my own business. I do all the house cleaning weekly. I handle bills. I pick up after 3 pets. He works 1 to 2 days a week and plays video games and is caught up on his catches up on his Netflix shows. The only thing I put on his list is to put your dirty clothes in the hamper and scoop dog poop. And he can't do it.
That's what I meant.
Which is why we need the list.
Yeah.
I've never had a list like that in my life. Not to mention though also.
Well, you would be the one giving the list though. Like you would be.
I think anybody that I would be with would not need a list because they also would be type A.
Moose, you can't just like mold the perfect girl in the lab and just hope for the best.
What am I? I'm not trying to. I'm just saying in general, you know, if that was the case.
You're never going to find anybody as type A as you.
Listen, I'm not super type A. I'm not that type A.
You're literally on all fours cleaning the baseboard with a Q-tip, so.
But that I do things that when I see they need to be done, I just do it. I don't put things off. I think that's what makes me the perfect man.
Is this turning into an endorsement for yourself? Win a date with Moose.
No, I'm just saying.
Right now, 585-252-9800.
All I'm saying is I'm a very clean individual, so I've never had to make a list for myself because when I see something and it needs to be done, I just do it on the spot.
Well, my lists aren't always cleaning. It's more so tasks and things of that
nature. Yeah, go to the dry cleaner. I got to pick up my my suit. I got to do this. I don't know. It's all in my head. I'm thinking about it all the time.
Oh, my God. My head is a literal scatterbrained file. Like, I can't find one thing in there. No. My ADHD is too bad.
Somebody just texted in. There's no reason why your clothes should not be in the dirty hamper, Breezy. I agree with you.
Why is my girlfriend texting in?
I agree, Sheila.
It's so tough. No, it makes her really mad. But I respect the honey-do list. I just don't respect that she schedules out the time for it to be fired out in a text message. She's like, I'll forget. And it needs to be done by the time I get home.
Well, you guys haven't broken up yet. You still live together. So whatever you're doing, it obviously seems to be working, which is great. We're all very happy for
you. No, we're crushing.
We're very happy for you.
We're crushing. So I guess the key to a happy, healthy relationship is a honey-do list.
Yeah. You think so?
I mean, I'm no relationship expert, but it's working for me.
No, you said that every day this week.
What?
You don't need to keep reminding us. We know you're not a relationship
expert. Well, if anyone was confused, you know.
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3, right here on the number one hit music station, 98.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Trained to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Trained to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.